Is this solid or laminated?
Laminated, front back.
Yeah.
Plywood. There's two pieces of wood come down through here to stop the vibration feedback.
Yeah. On it. Gilbert, your guitars are laminated. The competitors are plywood.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just making a joke on plywood versus laminated. Laminated is classy, and plywood is cheap. So yours are laminated.
Just give it a different name.
Yeah. Fancy it up. Exactly. And, you know, it's got the real big proportions to it with the big tuners. You know, everything's, it's got its balance to it. You know, it's just, you know, everything seems.
That's like Jan's guitar.
Yeah, it's, everything's got a purpose there.
I'm going to make a double cutaway out of that, make a right-handed guitar out of it.
For Mary Kay, right?
Well, that's what I said. I just said, you're not going to sell it, are you?
Her name, maiden name, was Martin. She traded into Martin Getta Styles. Flat top.
Yeah, it looks like a flat top case. I think you'd know your cases by now.
You would think, but I don't.
This is also a left-handed guitar.
Well, he wanted to make sure we could play it.
That's right.
He's just taunting us. Oh, look at that bridge. Yeah.
Are you left-handed by any chance?
Gilbert, are you left-handed? I didn't think so.
No,
these are just the extras.
That's the reason we still have them, probably.
Yeah.
Brazilian rosewood. This was busted. I put in this piece all the way up through here.
Oh boy. And the only reason you can tell that he put in the piece is that you see that little finish line. Yeah, looks like it.
Tall braces.
How old?
Tall braces.
Bracing.
4 and 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, notice the shape of those braces too. The real sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Gilbert, tell us about why you do that, how you shape your braces and why you do it that way.
Well, most guitar makers put a brace in so fashion inside of your guitar, the reinforcement, the strut. Vertical grain should be, some of them are not. Some of them are 45 degrees, some of them are almost flat grain. Wood has got a natural glue between the grain of the wood. You can heat it, hold it till it cools, and it glue resets and stays that shape. That's the reason a bent piece of wood, after it's cooled, will stay bent. It won't straighten up. But I take this, a vertical grain piece, and I do this with it. Cut away all of this excess wood in here. I got a wide foot for that to set against the back. But the vertical grain here makes that brace just as strong as if all of this excess wood was in there. That piece will vibrate a lot easier with that extra wood removed than it will with it in there. The bracing under the front is all scalloped out in this manner. And where the X basin is, it scalloped up to this point out. The center is left straight. But then, the looking at the basin, this is the center here. You cut this down. And you leave it go under the coil wood out at the edge. It comes under there. If you don't run this brace under that coil wood, it's going to crack right here. Every place where that don't go under. And then your little bracing runs, they go under this big brace. They are cut and notched under that. That keeps it from cracking. At one time, Gibson made the crummiest look in front of a guitar that anybody could ever dream of. They were sloppy. And the guitar did not have no sound. It was dead. And they used grain wood on the front and back, too, at that time. But the X bracing is scalloped out, and the piece up at goes under the from the sound hole toward the front block, that scalloped out. It let that brace vibrate easy because there's not as much wood yet. It's as strong. Pick the front of a guitar, the grain of the wood, where the grain is not close together. Space it. The wood that is between these lines is growed in the winter time. This hard part is put on in the summertime. It's fat. A lot of pitch in it. This is put on to protect this wood in another year. Every year it grows this soft wood in one ring. To make a spar for an airplane, as an example, they want 32 of these per inch. That's a strong piece of spruce, real strong, vertical grain. It don't give. So the more grain you got, the stiffer the wood is. So don't pick a piece for the front. You can't hardly find it today unless you happen to. I used to go to the lumber yard that they sold sailboat bars. And I'd buy a piece that was vertical grain with wide spacing. 90 feet long, maybe. Cut it up, get it home, and I'd cut my fronts out of it. If it wasn't quite vertical grain, I'd twist that thing and flatten it here to where I did get a vertical grain out of it. Block it out and cut two pieces and book match it. It don't sound like much, but everything you do to a guitar affects the sound. I made several guitars out of one plank one time. One of them was so outstanding that it was unbelievable. Every piece of that wood vibrated the same. Frequency was just exactly right in it. The rest of them was just average. It's that much difference. So I like to scallop these out. Take away as much as wood I can without weakening the stiffeners, the bracing. Hit it. You can see how they're scalloped out through the sound hole there.
Thank you. Gilbert, you might turn around and say hi. Turn around and say hi to the fellow behind you.
Hi.
Been a while.
Ow! Muscles.
This way.
Are you a student here?
No, I'm the guy that got you involved with the apprenticeship program.
Oh, I know that one. How you been?
Pretty good. Glad you made it.
I'm down here chipping my teeth. There's no adjustment rod in these necks, but the neck block is about this wide. I run a groove 1/2 inch deep, 1/8 inch wide, two of them. And they're tapered with the neck. I set a piece of cold rolled steel down in their edgeways, two of them.
Yeah.
And it goes clean into the neck block. My guitar don't bend here.
Yeah.
You don't have this number.
Yeah, you have that stiffener right there.
Yeah.
How did you, would you cut that, would you put the neck in and then cut the whole channel at the same time? As
I do that before I put the neck in.
Uh-huh.
On a rip saw.
Oh, okay. And then how do you put the channel in the neck block? How do you put the channel in the neck block?
Press it in. Over the ripsaw blade.
Oh, you do that in the ripsaw
yeah.
too?
Okay. A carbide tip blade that makes a curve 1/8 inch.
Uh-huh. And then you press the, both the pieces.
It's not tight.
Just snug.
Snug,
yeah.
That's right.
I
never have a neck. Now, a Martin neck does not warp. The old ones.
Yeah.
Because they had a T bar in them. The neck, but it only went, didn't even go to the body of the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It was short. And that, every one of them would bend right here.
Mm-hmm.
Take a fret bar off, sand the back off, get it back down, and then your strings is up. If I find a Martin guitar that's bent bad here, and the neck and the back is in bad shape, split, I'll tear the back off, bend the guitar this way. It'll bend.
Yeah.
Nothing to keep them bending. Lay it on a board with my bridge on it, and straighten it from here to the top of the bridge. Make a new back and glue it on it. That guitar is locked in that position. Then my saddle is where I get the height of my strings.
Right.
And it removes all of this bend right here without taking the neck off and resetting it.
Mm-hmm. But will you reset a neck? Will you take a neck off and reset it if the back is in good condition?
I pull the neck off like you would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Take a look in the last case, I guess.
Now that's the way I do things.
Yeah.
I never say you hold your pencil or your knife in a certain way. You hold it the way it's comfortable to you. You do your work the way it's comfortable. That's what I believe in. I used to teach carpentry. I never tell a fella how to hold a chisel. If he whacked his hand the first time with a hammer, he'd make a change in it.
Rules.
It's right-handed, too.
Yeah, you'll like that question. Yeah. He said he copied it.
Does this also have the rods in the neck? Does this have rods in the neck also? You have a truss rod.
Here is a very... A lot of the guitar companies cut this off straight. But mine is tapered. 4-inch taper on it.
I like that.
If this, I've seen a lot of the guitars open up right here. That's just butted, and a nail. It's butted up there and the nail drove down through this piece into the neck block. It's the way they're put together.
Why'd you use?
That's the prop.
Yeah. Okay, just so it's that
yeah.
thick there.
On account of the cutaway.
Well, Gilbert,
now the front is not that thick on it right at that very edge. Yeah. It's scalloped out and underneath.
Mm. How old is this guitar?
Made in 1965.
Beautiful back.
Yes, beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. The whole orchestra. Orchestra in a box. I need a souvenir to take home.
Take your picture?
Slide the zoom in and out. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, how do I
some water?
Take a picture?
Would you like some water? Press the button on top.
This button or this?
Yeah, that one. But you may have to see the zoom in. Maybe sit too close to me where it won't focus.
It focuses in, but it's not doing anything.
Really?
No. Oh, I know what the problem is.
Sure. Is that me?
Sometimes. Okay, now.
No, let's try it right now. But
oh, yeah.
Hang on.
This is really pretty. Really
nice. Do it. Do a
real
back shot.
Back.
Yeah.
Flash the back. There you go.
It's got a real refined shape, but it doesn't.
Yeah. Is that similar to a D'Angelico? Is your guitar shaped similar to a D'Angelico?
The top corner, well, both corners that wasn't cut away is a little different than it.
Uh-huh. Sounds
but
really
the,
good.
The size, that's a, that would be the size of the New Yorker.
Yeah, okay.
Close to a Super 400.
Yeah.
Or the one that Gibson made called a Citation.
Yeah. I've seen those.
Gilbert, what sort of music do you like to play for yourself? What are your favorites?
Old time, country, rilla, and gospel. You?
Pretty much the same.
I don't understand bluegrass. They play one song over here, not bluegrass. Over here they play it, it's a group band, bluegrass piece. Truck drivers, the song, and Up Lazy River, They play it as bluegrass, they play it as an old time piece, fiddling piece. I don't understand it. Is it the way they do it?
It's just the style. It's just the style.
It's the way they do it. The style. When did you move to West Virginia? When did you move to West Virginia?
I was born here. Just a little way from where I live now. Moved to New York in 1917. Back to West Virginia in 25. Left in 1931. Went on hobo and all over the country. Came back, stayed home 2 weeks, left again. Been gone ever since.
Well, he lived in Miami. How long did you live in Miami, Gilbert?
I went down Miami in 1939, left 41. Left in 81.
81. 41.
Got down there, got broke, couldn't leave.
Sounds good.
What kind of bracing is in the top on that guitar?
X brace.
Uh-huh. You like that the best for arch top?
Yes, sir.
It's a little warmer sounding, isn't it? You have to speak up.
It's a little warmer sounding, X brace.
I made several of them. Now, I wouldn't have had that one if a fella that I sold it to hadn't killed, shot and killed a fella, and he bought it back and wanted money for a lawyer. So I gave him the money for it. I can't get no more of that wood. Quilted maple.
Yeah, it's out there, but it's real expensive.
What kind of spruce is the top?
Sitka spruce.
Sitka?
Is that 17 inch? 18. 18? When you build one, you ever have trouble finding a case that'll fit it?
No, this is a Super 400 case. I made cases right after the war.
Oh yeah?
Couldn't buy them, so I just made them.
Make everything else, why not?
What was that, Mary Kay?
I think he made that one acoustic, was it?
You know, it looks like, that looks like a factory case to me.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it does look like that.
I can't, which one was it? Oh, that one there.
Yeah.
Okay, it's another one at home that he made. That must not be the one.
Yeah, I remember seeing another one he made.
Yeah, it's even got styles on it, so he probably
has. Gilbert, have you showed off some of your photographs yet? Have you showed up?
Well, they're here. You can all look at them if you want to.
I would love that.
Yeah.
You've got them.
They're making them again.
Nice, too.
Did you carve this?
Yeah, it's carved. There's a full Indian head right there on the heel. Feathers and all.
Where is this instrument now? Who?
I don't know. The eye doctor that I made it for sold it. I don't know where it went. He died and...
Sure is beautiful.
We forgot to put the phone numbers on there. At the time we had those made, we didn't.
The shell of that, the wood rim was all ebony.
Here, Catherine.
I should bring Fred down here.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
We'd have some fun. I've, you know, the few times I've got to hang out with Fred, I've always had a great time yakking about stuff.
Horse's head on one.
Have you numbered your instruments, Gil?
Yeah.
This whole circle, you know, like,
have you numbered your instruments?
It's changing.
I made about in the neighborhood of 500 solid-body electric one year.
Really? How many of these arch-top guitars have you made?
Yeah, I do.
Probably 15 or 20.
And how about flat tops?
Oh, I don't know.
Quite a few?
Yeah, quite a few, yes. Sir.
That's why I'm about a week before I try it again.
I need to try this again.
Well, I'm definitely going to the fret master. I want to be the fret master. See what I was talking about? How
Grandfather Fox.
Then he put the guy in the arch and then just trimmed it.
That fellow lays the guitar down on his lap.
Or, you know, you got the fingerboard in
his picks it, plays lead. Mm-hmm. Like them Carla. There's one of my solid body electric. Right there. Uh-huh.
I want to get a picture of your motto here. You're all smiles when you play a styles.
The bad spot in that piece of wood. Notch. That's where the I pinned the back. I put the pin right in that bad spot and put a pin here to pin it off.
I like those early ones with the small valves.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get the matches off.
The rod that you use, even the truss rod, makes it heavy.
Yeah.
The fellow that's here playing with the Critton Hall band.
The teaser.
Has one of the early super
really.
The reason that is put on the neck is trying to warn it out with the truss rod.
Makes it weaker.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's smart.
It wasn't nice and
truss.
It was very loud.
The old S.G. Gibson. There was no meat at all up here in the neck. I imagine I fixed 200 of them. Put the head back
on. I bet you did.
Comfortable there, Bob.
The stain on the back of that mandolin, is that from making furniture? I've seen a lot of furniture that was cherry stained maple.
No, that's aniline dial.
No, he hasn't.
Sure like your instruments.
He doesn't use it, no, 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 no and he was the voice of the Rio Basie dwarf. That's it.
Are these Sleepy or Doc?
Are these different people you made instruments for?
Yeah.
That was in the ocean.
Two-week
shipwreck. He found it. There he is playing it right there. I make the thin line into 12-string guitar too. That guitar was 150 years old.
That is very nice.
They found it in the house in Alabama, the same town that that comedian. But a lot of that inlay was missing. I replaced it, and a lot of this was pewter, a metal, mother pearl, and wood that made up this design. There's a flower pot here, and a stem, and flowers going up the neck.
Do you know where this was made?
In Italy.
Yeah.
The back was laminated for all of this stuff. Yeah, this is good
enough. How did it sound?
Not bad for the way it was made.
Well, I figure with all that inlay and all, if you had pewter and stuff, I wouldn't
think it wasn't like a Martin guitar now. I don't mean that.
It looks nice, but...
That's Carl Perkins, lead guitar player right there. The NRBQ. That was Carl Perkins' rock group. And they wouldn't make a recording without my pickups.
I've got a copy of that recording here. I've got a copy of that record here on campus.
Blue Suede Shoes?
Yeah.
No, that's different.
Yeah, that's not a cover.
Hey, Gilbert, can I take a picture of you outside with that arch top?
For sure.
Okay.
And Gary, would you do like a whole